This is KUT. Travis County commissioners are considering throwing their support behind a preservation fight in East Austin. The case involves one of the few segregation-era schools still standing in the county. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
At the height of segregation, there were 42 rural schools for Black children throughout Travis County. The Montopolis Negro School is one of the few still standing. The modest one-story building has been abandoned for years, but neighborhood preservationists and even alumni say it's an important relic of Austin's segregated past. The property's new owner, Austin Stowell, has obtained a permit to demolish the schoolhouse, but speaking before county commissioners yesterday, Stowell said his plans have changed.
Our original intent, to be frankly honest, was to demolish the building, build 14 single-family houses, but that was before the history of the structure really was brought to light.
Stowell says he's offered alternative plans that would keep the school intact, which could mean relocating it. But some neighborhood activists remain steadfast on keeping the building where it is and possibly converting it into a museum. In November, the case went before Austin's Historic Landmark Commission, but it failed to get enough votes to initiate historic zoning on the property. So activists took their case to the Travis County Commissioner's Court. Though the property doesn't fall under the county's jurisdiction, commissioners are considering sending a recommendation to the Austin City Council to preserve the school. Here's Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart.
We don't have zoning authority. We don't have site regulation authority. That is authority only the municipality has. So we don't presume to step into their shoes. There was a request that we provide input since we were at one time, the county was at one time an owner. And I think that is appropriate.
Austin Stowell expressed concern that the county's involvement could cause further delay. He says he doesn't want to be, quote, backed into the position of tearing the school down. Neighborhood activists weren't there to testify at Tuesday's meeting, but Jeff Trevelyan, the newly elected commissioner for Precinct 1, agreed to take the lead on working with both parties.
Yeah, I understand your frustration with taking a longer timeline than you would like to. I would hope that given the significance of education within the African American community over those years, that is a really significant place.
County commissioners withheld action yesterday, but they plan to come back with an updated resolution next week. Saida Hassan, KUT News.